You're listening to NewsRamp Technology. Today is Thursday evening, February 12, 2026. Real stories, AI voice. Details at newsramp.com. First, a note from our sponsor. Newscrafters.com puts you in the news creation business. Build your online authority today with AI-assisted newscrafters.com news curation. Let's dive in. Tick Trading Software AG proposed dividend of €0.85 per share for fiscal year 2024/2025. Tick Trading Software AG has proposed a dividend of €0.85 per share for the fiscal year 2024/2025, following a 68% increase in net profit to TUR 2011. The company's equity ratio is above 80% with a focus on new customers and services for the transformation year 2025/2026. The annual general meeting in April 2026 will vote on the proposed dividend, reflecting the company's strong financial performance. Siltronic releases its guidance for financial year 2026. Siltronic AG has released its guidance for financial year 2026, expecting group sales to be in the mid-single-digit percent range below the previous year. The EBITDA margin is projected to be within 20-24%, with headwinds from various factors. The executive board anticipates a challenging market landscape, characterized by negative exchange rate effects and ongoing price pressure outside existing long-term agreements.
DataVault AI DVLT featured by Radio Plus Television Business Report for Audio Engagement Platform. Leveraging inaudible audio signals to activate mobile viewer responses during broadcast and stream programming. The technology's pilot deployment with FinTech, TV is highlighted as a proving ground for broader rollout, emphasizing fair and balanced reporting while reinforcing transparency and trust in digital media. DataVault AI's head Nathaniel Bradley underscores the initiative's goal of setting a higher standard for responsible AI in news delivery.
Oh, thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Technology Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading news wires. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.